everyone to this week's Citizens Climate University. It's a weekly webinar program of Citizens Climate Lobbies that provides CCL supporters like you and I with access to in-depth training opportunities on topics relating to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I'm your host, Brett Cease, and tonight's topic is going to be focused on how we generate media coverage. We're going to be joined by CCL State and Local Media Coordinator Charlotte Ward for a training that explores news coverage in the media, articles, press, and media awareness, which mentions our organization, Citizens Climate Lobby, and the work that we've done outside of paid advertising. Charlotte's going to review strategies for generating news coverage with your local chapter and how you can get support with CCL's national communications team. So let's find out just a little bit about Charlotte, and then we'll pass the baton to her for the rest of this training. Charlotte, as I've already shared, is CCL State and Local Media Coordinator. As that role, Charlotte provides volunteers with support and training for local media outreaches throughout the United States. Charlotte was born in England, where she graduated with a BA in journalism from Tassidy University. She's a former Daily Mirror commissioning editor and has written for publications in the US, UK, and Australia. Before joining the CCL team full-time, Charlotte volunteered for Citizens Climate for 5 years and founded the Greenville, South Carolina chapter. So she has walked the walk and knows exactly where each of you are at tonight in your own work locally. And if we've done our job well, you will have the following three learning goals to really focus on as we do our training tonight. Understanding more about how media coverage is distinct from CCL's other media work, having the chance to really review the key materials that we provide as support on CCL Community, including press releases. And we'll also walk you through how to learn that process of generating media coverage, including developing your own local media list. So without further ado, though, you're in for a real treat. I will pass it to Charlotte, and thank you all for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Brett, and welcome, everybody. I'm really delighted to have you here, and I hope tonight will be useful. So our agenda for tonight, we're going to talk about what is news coverage, how you can alert media to your story, the components of a press release, how to develop a media list. We'll talk about pitching and next steps, and we'll have some examples of some earned media that other volunteers have got, and we will have a Q&A discussion. So let's start with this question. What is news coverage? So in most media outlets, opinion journalism and straight news reporting are totally separate. So a lot of CCL's media work takes place on the opinion side. Volunteers write LTEs, they publish their own op-eds, and they work to generate editorial endorsements from a newspaper's editorial board. And all of these types of media appear in the opinion pages of a newspaper. But the news side is where you find articles researched and written by journalists and reporters. At a TV or radio station, you'll see and hear segments where journalists interview sources and report on the story. So this training tonight is really covering those things. We have other trainings to cover how to write and submit LTEs and op-eds and how to meet with an editorial board. But tonight we're really going to focus on earned media. So how you can alert the press to the great things you have going on and hopefully get some good publicity. So first of all, let's talk about why do we want to be in the news? Being covered in a newspaper article or on local TV or radio spreads the word about our work, and carbon pricing is a solution. It highlights the urgency of climate action. It's a chance to reach new volunteers who might see a news segment or read an article. And it sends a message to our members of Congress that climate action is important to the community. So how do you alert the media to your story? The best way to start is with a press release. It's the most common and expected form of outreach to reporters. And when you're thinking about writing your press release, there's some like key elements that you want to have. So you want to have a concise headline that really kind of explains what you are telling them about. And then you want to put in the key information. So you're really thinking about those five W's that you may have learned at school, the who, what, when, where, why. You want those elements in there. You want to put a date so that they know that it's a new story and that they can go ahead and print it. And you definitely want to have a contact name, email, and phone number. I will tell you, as a journalist, when you are on deadlines and you get a good press release and there's no phone number on there and you want to contact someone quickly, that's frustrating. So always have those contact details on there. So here's an example, just on the right-hand side of the screen, of this is a press release that some of you may have sent out last year. This is one that was adapted from CCL's templates that we have for press releases on community. And I sent this out to the press in my local area, all about the Grit and Gratitude conference we had in November. And that was just a really good opportunity to tell, like, the local media, like, this is what our volunteers are doing. So when you're thinking about writing a press release, there's just some other tips that I wanted to share with you. So you want to think about writing that press release in the third person. So kind of in the style that you see in the newspaper. So you'll see, like, an organization described in the third person. And then you want to include, like, first person quotes. So we or I for those quotes. When you're thinking about how much to write, you want to be concise. It's really a bit of a taster of your story. So you want to write not normally much more than a page. And include information about your chapter and a summary of what you do, just so that if they've never heard of Citizens Climate Lobby, then they understand who you are and what you're doing. And when you send in your press release, you want to include a photo with a caption if possible. I, at one point, did marketing for a nature center, and I kid you not, the editor of the local paper phoned me up and left me an angry voicemail complaining that I hadn't written a caption for a photo that I sent over with my press release. So after that, I never failed to do that. Whenever I submitted a press release, I'd always put photo caption and describe what the photo was, because he just left me this, like, angry rambling email, voicemail all about why I should have put this information on there. So we do have some resources for you on community for press releases. So when you go to the press releases templates page on community, you'll find, like, a list of the things that we have available. So we will have coming up probably a press release about our June conference that you can adapt to your chapter. We have press releases when your member of Congress has done something that you appreciate. Maybe you've got a Grasstops endorsement, you'll find a press release that you can fill in for that. My chapter in South Carolina actually got an endorsement from an exciting local official recently. So we are in the process of filling in that particular press release and sending it to them to get a quote so that we can send it out to the media. So it's really useful for things like that. You might decide that you want to do an Earth Day event. So you'll find a press release about a local event that you could adapt. And it's all right there for you, just to kind of cut down on your workload. So when you know that you want to send out a press release, your next sort of challenge is working out who you're going to send it to. So this is something, even before you want to send a press release out or you have a story, this is something you can think about right now. You can create your own local media press list. So you're going to need this list to identify the local news outlets that you want to send your news to. You can select the right contacts. You can think about reporters who write about climate, the environment, energy, or Congress. For TV and radio, it's good to look up assignment editors and producers as well, because often they are the ones who are combing through press releases and stories and working out what is going to be on the news. And if you're struggling, you can look for their contact info on the staff page or the contact page of the news outlet. You can also follow local journalists on Twitter, and sometimes they will put their email in their handle on Twitter. You could also DM them. Often they leave their direct messages open for you to contact them, because they are looking for story leads. So it's absolutely reasonable to send them a message and just say, could you share your email address with me? I really want to send you a story idea. So what should you pitch? We mentioned a few things just before when we talked about the different press releases that CCL provides, but you can really be quite inventive with this. You can think about like what is news for your area and your particular chapter. So you might have an event coming up. You might have created something yourself. You might be doing something for Earth Day. You might have a great human interest angle or a response to a local climate story or impact. So something might have happened local to you, or one of your volunteers might have a particular story. Maybe a new person comes and they tell you like a really emotive, interesting reason why they have decided to join CCL and join you. So things like that make good like human interest stories. You can share your local expertise on climate policy news or a news report or a new report. So all the time we're just seeing these things come up in the news. This week we've had the IPCC report. So that's a good time to express that your chapter is doing important work to try to stop climate change, and look at this new report that is very, very serious and really outlines how we just don't have much more time. We really have to do something before our ability to adapt is outpaced by climate change. You could pitch about endorsements. You could pitch about an upcoming lobby day that you're meeting with your member of Congress. You could praise them if they've done something, like they've co-sponsored climate legislation, or they've talked about climate change for the first time. You could praise them and put that in the press release and send that out. So this is a common question, like people really want to know what the timing is for how you send a press release. So I would say if you're responding to timely news, then you really want to act fast. So this week, the IPCC report, you want to get a press release out pretty soon, offering your volunteers as good voices in the community to talk about that. If you're thinking about an event and it takes a bit more planning and you've got a bit more time, you could aim to send your press release out as early as 2 weeks before. You could also send another press release a few days before. And then after the event, if you've got some nice photos, stick a caption on them and send out a press release with the photos about what happened at your event. And when you are thinking about how to package your content, your press release, then copy and paste the release into the body of your email. It's just a bit difficult with attachments. Like, people are very cautious about opening attachments from someone they don't know. Also, again, journalists are time strapped, so they having to fumble around and like open an attachment, sometimes they just don't have the time. They just want to literally just scan through their emails and see what they can choose from. So if you copy and paste it into the body of the email, then you know that it's going to get read and they're going to see it. You can aim to email journalists individually. If you don't have much time and you're just sending out a press release, and say you've developed a list with 20 journalists on it, then you want to BCC, blind copy those journalists, because you don't want to kind of show them that you're sending it to every single journalist that you can think of. So just try to be mindful of that. And definitely, if you can tailor an email to the individual journalist, mention the title of their paper and or their news outlet and explain why you think it's relevant to them, then that special touch will kind of resonate with them, that you're paying attention. So what happened next? You could follow up with a polite email or phone call. It's perfectly okay to follow up and ask if they want the story. Maybe you email, you don't hear, and then you phone. If they're interested, then they will tell you at that point. If you don't hear from them, I would assume that they're probably not going to run it, but you know, you can try again next time. They may say to you that they want to interview you or another volunteer or different people in your community. So you can act quickly then, work with them to set up those people for interview. And you do need to prepare your talking points. We do have a training on community, which I think hopefully Brett will be able to find and put in the chat, but we have a more detailed training that if you have an interview coming up, I would just refer you to that preparation training, which will show you or talk you through like how to be succinct and all the things you should remember to do when you are doing that interview, how to get your talking points right. So definitely bear in mind that training too, and give that a watch. If your coverage is published or aired, then you want to log it in Action Tracker so that we can find out about it. I love seeing these things pop up in Action Tracker and seeing like the different interesting articles that our volunteers have generated and the videos of their interviews on TV. So we really, really want to see that stuff. So please do put it in Action Tracker. So another thing I just wanted to cover is CCL is all about relationships. You know, that's very, very important to us. We approach everything with a really respectful, friendly way of going about things. And you want to think about that too when you're interacting with the media. Imagine what it's like to be a journalist right now, how in this kind of polarized society. I met up with a journalist from my local paper probably a couple of months ago and just went for a coffee with her. And she was telling me she gets hate mail every single day about the things she writes about. So like having respectful, kind people get in touch with good, interesting stories like goes a long way. So you want to aim to cultivate long-term friendly relationships with local reporters. You could ask them to meet you for a coffee to talk about like what you do. I've done this in the past, even when I haven't really had something that I want to push really hard with a newspaper or a TV channel. I've just asked the journalist to meet me and talk to me. And then I've sort of offered to be helpful for whatever they need when it comes to climate change. So I've put them in touch with other climate organizations locally. I've told them like the lay of the land with the different elected officials and which ones kind of are more climate friendly than others. And just kind of cultivating those relationships goes a long way. By being helpful and grateful to the work that they do, then you're going to make a good impression. And the great thing about that is they are going to be available to you when you do have something you really want to share. When big news happens about climate policy, they're going to notice when you call or your name drops into their email box. So I've come up with a few examples for you of different earned media that volunteers have got that have come up in Action Tracker in the past year. So we'll just go through some of those now. So this is a great example of how that grit and gratitude template from CCL produced a really exciting opportunity. So this chapter sent out their press release and they got interviewed. So it says, Asheville chapter of Citizens Climate Lobby seeks to enact bold policy to curb climate change. And it was a whole article all about their work with great quotes in it. And I highlighted said in a press release because like the journalist clearly got a lot of information from the press release and then followed up, did another interview. And created this great piece that gave their chapter such good publicity locally. Now this one was in Indiana, and this is basically a recurring column that had, I think like an email address on it that said, if you have a story about energy or climate change or the environment, then please send us your lead. So the volunteers in Indiana wrote an email, told this journalist all about their work. And then they arranged to have a meeting with her. And they were very, very well prepared. I know that they had all kinds of meetings beforehand where they worked out like the information they were going to give her. They gave her, I think, the editorial packet. They worked out like talking points, but it read to this like really good in-depth piece. So I just pasted in there the bits that were about CCL's work, but it was a really long in-depth piece and they had like a really good substantial chunk of that. And they probably helped to develop this idea for the journalist about talking about carbon fee policies. So that was just like really nice to see So when you're looking through your papers and your local media, just pay attention to these different journalists who are doing this kind of stuff or have these regular columns, because you want to reach out to them and tell them about your work and see if you can get some media coverage. Now this one, I only saw this, I think, yesterday. So this is like probably this week that this happened. This is the great example of how building a relationship with a newspaper led to coverage. So this Southern Indiana chapter met with the editor of the newspaper to ask for an editorial. So they had this editorial meeting, and while they're in the meeting, the editor was impressed by the passion of the group leaders and their kind of human interest stories. They talked about their motivation and said that he wanted to run a story on their work. So that led to a journalist interviewing them and them getting like a whole story about their work. And they don't know yet, they're waiting to hear, but hopefully this will lead to an editorial as well. So that kind of effort that they made, they sought an editorial meeting. And if that's something you wanna do in your chapter, you can go and watch the training on how to get an editorial meeting. And we have all those resources on community, the editorial packets, but just kind of be open-minded with all the different things you do, because sometimes you go in for one thing and you might come away with another. So even if you don't get the initial media coverage you thought you might get something, and it's worth just like putting the idea out there. I think the editor actually suggested on this occasion, but that's always a good thing to do, to say, you know, well, we can write op-eds. We would love to be interviewed. We can connect you with volunteers. Just kind of be enthusiastic about all the different things and the great stories you have. Now, we're going to finish up with a video. It's about 4 minutes long, but this was last month. Maine CCLers were featured on a local news channel talking about an En-ROADS presentation. And this clip features one of our youngest CCL stars, Thea Duggars, who is the daughter of Maine State Coordinator Peter. And Peter, I asked him, like, how did this interview happen? And he said to me, they made an initial connection at the station and they just kept up the friendly email dialogue. They just kept on poking and sort of checking back in and saying, like, we really want you to cover our work. And eventually the TV station sent a reporter to interview them for a climate series. And this is the end result. So we're going to watch that now.
Climate is changing. That's not an opinion, it's fact. And that's why we're working to bring you weekly stories about how it's happening and what Maine people are doing to fight it.
And tonight we're looking into something developed here in New England, which is used to push lawmakers into taking action against climate change. News Center Maine's David Guildford shows us how some Mainers are using this tool not to tell people what to do to make change, but instead asking, what do you want to do?
The challenge is trying to find a way to bend this curve down.
How do you begin a climate change discussion with a friend? How about a congressperson? Peter Duggars is a member of the Citizens Climate Lobby in Maine. He and his peers work to influence lawmakers to fight climate change.
Good evening, everyone.
The group gathered in this Portland office building to show us a tool they use to take such a complex global issue and make it visual and more understandable.
It was actually a pivotal tool for the 2015 Paris climate negotiations.
It's called En-ROADS, or Energy Rapid Overview and Decision Support. We'll stick with En-ROADS. It was devised at MIT and uses ever-evolving but widely accepted data to predict how changing policies around certain industries,
and you can see it doesn't get us all the way there,
will likely impact the temperature of our planet.
So we need policy that's not only incentivizing the virtue, but also disincentivizing the bad stuff.
The program is free to use online and features 18 sliders attached to real-world situations, each with an impact on Earth's temperature. Think taxing fossil fuel suppliers will make a dent? Try it out, and the graphs move.
Looking at that, how do we take science and turn it into policy, affect the actual change?
Susanna Hancock has traveled the world teaching people not just how to fight climate change, but how to use language that convinces governments to fight a climate crisis.
We use metaphors all the time when talking about the climate crisis. Our house is on fire, our oceans are boiling.
This is her giving a TEDx talk in Geneva last fall.
What's going on is the climate crisis, and we need to call it that. Because until we do, these metaphors that we live by are going to be the metaphors that we die by.
She believes En-ROADS conveys a message most can understand.
I think that's where this is really powerful, because you can see those impacts, and it's visual, and it speaks a language that meshes science and policy and art.
It's relatively intuitive.
News Center Maine meteorologist Keith Carson agrees it's smart and easy to use, but he has a big concern.
The only critique I'd have, I guess, of the tool in general is it probably takes a certain amount of engagement to even be interested in looking at these different scenarios, and perhaps people who are engaged enough are already really interested in solutions for climate change.
Well, it's really cool, all the graphs. There's so many different graphs and math going into this.
Thea Dugas is engaged and not your typical 12-year-old. As Peter's daughter, she spent much of COVID listening to his Zoom presentations on our climate.
It's great. I mean, I feel kind of bad because she has memorized most of my presentation.
Thea latched on to En-ROADS and has led a youth group to get business support for climate action. She says anyone can make a difference. It might just start with a click.
You don't really need to do much. You can just get involved and get some friends, and you need that outreach. And yeah.
In Portland, David Guilford, News Center Maine.
The En-ROADS simulator is free to use online. MIT professor John Sturman, who helped develop the program, tells News Center Maine En-ROADS workshops have been held in more than 90 countries.
So there we go. That was through that constant, just polite interaction. They got this great news coverage. I know they would have liked CCL to be named yet more, but the name was in there. We had three CCLers who were interviewed, including Thea, who is so inspiring. And it encourages people to care about climate change. So that was a really fantastic success just through that consistent contacting of the local media team.
All right. Thank you so much, Charlotte, for a wonderful training tonight. A reminder, if you have any questions after tonight, Charlotte's email is generously provided here. You're more than welcome to reach out to her at charlotte.ward@citizensclimatelobby.org. You're also welcome to share your experience, what's been working, what you've learned, any success stories. We'd love to hear from you in the CCL community forums. And with that, we hope that you found tonight's training useful and empowering. We look forward to hearing about the good work that you're doing in your community with generating your own news coverage. And stay safe out there, everyone. Thanks again.
Thanks so much, Charlotte.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram @CitizensClimate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration.
Like what you hear? Recommend us to your friends and make sure to give us a 5-star rating. It helps us show up on other listeners' feeds. Feel free to pass on any suggestions for future episodes in the comments as well.
And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.